This is VK6 ARN. News West is a WA-based club, and we continue to deliver news content to sandgropers and beyond since 1931.
Good afternoon, evening, noon, and welcome to News West, your amateur radio news in brief for the week of the 5th of July 2026. I'm Darren, VK6EK, and here's what's been happening in Australian ham radio. And thanks to Phil, VK6DEV, for this news summary. And from WisonWA.org, good news for anyone into portable operating. WisonWA, the West Australian branch of the Wireless Institute Emergency Communication Group, has its website back up and running after being unreachable for a little while. Coming up next Sunday, the 12th of July, they're running a POTA, that's Parks on the Air, training activation, a great chance to see emergency communication skills in practice out in the field. They've also got their annual general meeting penciled in for Monday, the 17th of August, and recently confirmed they'll again be supporting this year's Dementia Walk. Also active in the West, the WA VHF Group held one of their regular activity days yesterday, Saturday the 4th of July, out at Wireless Hill in Ardross. If you missed it, there are two more coming up, the 18th of July and the 1st of August, plus their next monthly meeting on the 27th of July, and that's from wavhf.org. A reminder too that the Northern Corridor Radio Group's Hamfest raffle is still open, with tickets available online. The Hamfest itself and the raffle draw are on Sunday the 30th of August at Cyril Jackson Community Hall in Bassendean. Plenty of time to grab a ticket. And down south, the Bunbury Radio Club published minutes from their June meeting a few weeks back, along with draft strategic plan for the club. Across the Tasman, the NZART Memorial Contest is on this weekend. It kicked off yesterday and wraps up today. So if you've got the bands open, it's worth a listen for New Zealand stations chasing points. Looking ahead, the big one on the contest calendar is next weekend. The IARU HF World Championship runs the 11th and 12th of July. Always a great chance to work plenty of DX and pick up some IARU Society exchange points. On the 18th of July is the VK Trans-Tasman Contest. That's your amateur radio news in brief for the week. Until next time, 73.
Have you ever taken off the cover and looked inside a clock or a watch and been amazed at all the gears and cogs inside? They're amazing. So many of them. Are all those little wheels and cogs really necessary? Apparently they are. Welcome to Club Focus, and today I want to talk about the integrated club. What does a club look like when you remove the cover? How does it look compared with a clock? A fairly simply constructed club will have a minimal number of officers, a number of members, and perhaps a few functions or objectives that are the reason for its existence. Where that minimalist approach works, it's a good thing. Sometimes a club's existence is more complex. It may cater for a wider range of interests, attracting a greater variety of individuals. This club may have to organise into subgroups based on interest or functions. As the club embraces more interests and activities, and indeed members, the need for better facilities and equipment arises. A more complex range of activities may affect insurances, for instance. Subcommittees may be needed to keep each interest group going. More subcommittees result in more complexity in the organisation's administration, and so it goes. An added level of complexity may arise when the club or its subgroups are linked to peak bodies or linkages formed with similar interest groups. None of these are bad things. Looking back at our clock or watch, a simple clock has lots of wheels and cogs, and as functions like a date display or chimes, etc. are added, the wheels and cogs increase in number, adding complexity to the overall mechanism. Increased complexity isn't a bad thing, however, it does need more care and attention to keep it working smoothly and functioning as it ought. Likewise, your club needs to be kept wound up and maintained to keep its parts working smoothly together. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Hi, this is Alan, VK4 Sierra November, for the Trans-Tasman Contest. The VK Trans-Tasman Low Band Contest is on Saturday evening on the 18th of July. This 6-hour contest starts at 0800 Zulu and goes to 1400 Zulu. That's 6 p.m. till midnight Australian Eastern Standard Time. Categories include single-op high power, single-op low power, and single-op QRP, multi-one and multi-two. A special youth category overlay is available for those 25 years and under. Bands only include 160, 80 and 40 metres, and you can work VK and ZL on single sideband, CW or RTTY and PSK. Voice operators, please keep out of the digital section on 80 metres from 3570 to 3600 kHz, otherwise 0 points will be allocated to QSOs worked in that area or be disqualified if running continuously. Please exchange a signal report and a serial number. The contest is divided into 3 by 2 hour blocks, worker station once per band and mode in every block. Remember that each new prefix is a multiplier to the score. For detailed information, please visit the WIA contest pages and remember to add the contest to your diary. Good luck and have fun. This is Alan, BK4, Sierra November.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6CSW, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's July Bulletin to go to air. This month, Andrew, VK3CAH, brings us the latest club news, followed by an item on the former Liddell Power Station in the New South Wales Hunter Valley that was held over from last month, and then an update on the current status of free digital voice modulation for HF bands from Peter, VK3TPM. That's followed by a report on the Antenna Palooza, a combined club event in VK3 that rivals Perth Tech in WA. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and join in the callbacks afterwards. Tomorrow, Chris, VK6JI, will broadcast the bulletin at 8 a.m. local time on 80 metres on 3620 kHz and again at 10 a.m. on 40 metres on 7088 kHz. Also at 10 a.m. we have the bulletin transmitted on 2 metres, 6 metres and 70 centimetres via the News West linked repeater system. Full details of all transmissions, times, frequencies and modes can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC broadcasts. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the club website. The monthly luncheon meeting. I'm pleased to advise that the monthly lunchtime meeting on June the 9th was well attended, and that the July luncheon meeting will be on Tuesday, July the 14th, at the usual venue, the historic 7 Mile Bar and Bistro in Balcatta, starting at 11:30. Full details are on the club website. Non-members are most welcome to join in. If you are planning to attend, be sure to contact lunch coordinator Alastair, VK6ATX ASAP. Alastair's email is vk6kif@bigbond.com. Once again, that's Alastair's old call sign, vk6kif@bigbond.com. Tune in tomorrow for the July RAOTC Bulletin. Enjoy the programme and please join in the callbacks afterwards. 7-3 from a rather croaky Clive, VK6CSW.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6ARN.
Foundations of amateur radio. The thing I think I love most about the hobby of amateur radio is the challenges it represents, not in terms of life or emotional ones, though I will admit that there's some of those, in no small part due to the variety and complexity associated with being human and a member of the community, more in terms of figuring out how stuff works and then how much stuff there is. I was first licensed in 2010, and since then I've attempted to document the experience of being an amateur and discovering just what that might mean. This week has been interesting, if not quite as productive as I was hoping for. I spent a full day working on Soapy Audio. You might recall it's one of the potential puzzle pieces in my Bald Yak project. I can report that it compiles fine on a Raspberry Pi 2, and when I get a moment, I suspect that it will also work just fine on a Pi Zero. When I got to the point of packaging it all up, I spent hours trying to get my head around the Debian packaging system. For reasons I don't understand, nobody appears to have written anything that monitors the standard make install step, save for one project called check install, which has some serious bugs, like overwriting the system password file, and is not recommended. While in the middle of that adventure, I discovered that Soapy SDR and associated modules, utilities, and support tools are already packaged in Debian. I'll confess that I emulated a stunned mullet when I noticed that. While this might mean that I essentially spent 3 days shaving a yak for apparently no good reason, it did allow me to discover that Soapy Audio is currently receive-only, but adding transmit doesn't look like an unsolvable problem. I still don't know why I went down the compilation steps, but it allowed me to peruse the source code, which helped discover how some of this hangs together. And I'll hasten to add that my understanding is currently incomplete at best, but that's par for the course. After discovering the existing packaging, I installed Soapy Remote Server on the Pi, and it worked out of the box, something which I'm happy to say is a regular occurrence with Debian packages. Perhaps this is why packaging is so complex, another thing to investigate, as time permits. I then added an external USB sound card with the audio going into the rear data socket of my FT857D, and together with the CT62-compatible USB CAT cable, that's computer-assisted tuning, allowing remote control of the radio, the Pi was ready to be the network interface to my copy of GNU Radio. Well, not quite. There's some secret incantations that I have still to divine, but thanks to random forum posts with hints at how to format the command string required, I'm making progress. GNU Radio can see the Soapy server, has passed the checks to control the radio, which happens behind the scenes thanks to Hamlib, but stumbles on the audio card side of things. If it weren't for other life-affirming activities in my diary, I would be reporting success. But I can tell you that I can taste it. Now, why does this make me excited? Well, it means that I can now use my FT857D across the room, technically across the internet even, to receive and process RF within GNU Radio. You might recall that this is one of the stated aims of this whole endeavour. In terms of 50 things to do with an SDR, this one will end up in the Listen to Conversations on the 2-meter amateur radio band pile. While it's not particularly exciting to listen to the local repeater across the room, something which I can do by turning up the volume or getting a long headphone lead, it represents a small milestone in the pursuit of my Bald Yak project, which aims to create a modular, bidirectional and distributed signal processing and control system that leverages GNU Radio. It's called Bald Yak because by the time I'm done, the yak is likely well and truly shaved. So, micron by micron, I'm getting closer. Also, like a stunned mullet means to be dazed and uncomprehending, feel free to use it in public. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Good morning, this is Roy, VK6XW Victor. This week's helpline, the 4th of July. That's an important date in some parts of the country. And it is here too, because it's helpline today for the first week of July 2026. We're looking for today a Wanted, please. A Wanted, excellent working edition, either a HiQ, that's H-I-Q, or a Scorpion Sierra Alpha 680 HF mobile antenna. Contact Mark, VK6BSA, for that. That's, again, it's wanted. It's an antenna. It's either a HiQ or Scorpion SA680 HF mobile antenna required by VK6BSA Mark. If you can contact him on his email, which is VK6BravoSierraAlpha, in lowercase, at gmail.com. Again, that's VK6BravoSierraAlpha at gmail.com. And he'd love to hear from you if you can help him with that antenna tuning unit. That's all I have for you today. But if you would like to get in touch with me for anything yourself for next week, please do so. The email address is vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And 73 from me, 73 from him as well. Cheers, good morning.
And that's the news for Sunday, the 5th of July, 2026. Thank you to the contributors to provide the content each week. Thank you to the production team and those that put the news on air, and to you, the listeners. Please stand by now for callbacks, or if you're listening to this via podcast, please visit vk6.net and register your callback. This is Darren, VK6EK, for Amateur Radio News, VK6ARN 73.